The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tafnun Aleph, Gemara Nazir Tafnun Aleph, Amid Aleph, brings down a Mishnah from Ois. Tanan Hosom, Kol Shebe Meis Tomei, all parts of the mace are Tomei, and a person who comes into contact will become Tomei, Chutz in Hashinayim, except for the teeth, the haseir, and the hair of the mace, the hatzipirin, and the fingernails and toenails of the mace. These three parts of the mace are not tameh. Fishas chiburon, however, when they are attached to the mace, when they have a mace, and the person has died, so the teeth and the hair and the nails are still attached to the mace, kul and tamein, they are all tummy. And on that, the Gemara has a question. Boy, Chizkiyo, what's the halacha of Sairoi Ha'imid Ligaleach? What's the halacha if the mace died, he had enough hair that it was Oimid to get a haircut and cut it off? Or Tzipur Noimid Ligazis, his fingernails were very long. And they were Oimid, they were long enough that you could cut them. And the Gemara declares, do we say that this is still considered part of the mace, that it's considered attached to the mace? And it would be tummy or not? Or maybe we don't say that as if it's already cut off. We say and therefore the Gemara has a suffix whether it will be metame. Tosis over here says that what is the issue? What's the sugi over here of the Gemara? Why do we say that the shinayim and the seir and the tziperin when they are attached to the mace, that they are tamei? Tosis says that the reason they're tamei is to have a yad for tumas mace. They are a yad for tumas mace. Now, halacha of yodis is a whole sugya about it in the ninth parak of Chulin, and the Mishnayos and the Seches Uktin discuss something that's considered a yad, a handle, as in a handle of a kli. That even if it's not the kli itself, but it's only the handle of the kli, but it's something that you use to pick up the kli, and it services the kli, or if you have a food that's mekabel tumah, and the food is attached to a stem, you have the stem of a fruit, and you use the stem to pick up the fruit, that's considered a yad, and the Torah, we learn that from Sukkim in the Torah, that a yad is metame. If the tumah touches the yad, it could make the thing that's attached to the yad, either the kli, the utensil, or the food, will become tameh. And the other way around, if the food or the kli is tameh, and someone who's tor comes into contact with the yad will make him tameh. And we say that the yad is considered an extension. The handle is an extension of the kli, or an extension of the food. And therefore, just like the food is tameh and the food becomes tameh, so too the yad will either make a person tameh, or it will cause the food to become tummy. So too, Tosfos says over here that these things, the shinayim, the teeth, and the hair, and the nails of a mace, when they're not attached, they have no tumah. There's no tumah on such a thing. The Torah said that only certain parts of the mace are tummy, the basar, that tzomis, like the Gemara over here discusses, and the Mishnah discusses, but the Gemara never says that, the Torah never said that the teeth or the nails or the hair of the mace is tummy. So therefore it has no tumah inherently on its own. It only has tumah because it serves a purpose to the mace when it's attached to the mace. When it's attached to the mace and you can use the teeth or you can use the hair to lift up the head of the mace, then it's considered a yad and therefore then will be tumah. And as such, when the Gemara clears the shaila of Sairi Ha'im Ligazes, so the question is, we say Sairi Ha'im Ligazes, we say Kla'im Ligazes Kigazes Dami, so even though it's attached, halachically, it may not be considered as if it's attached. And once it's not attached anymore, then the halacha is that it cannot be a yad, because something that's Ha'im Ligazes does not have a Teiras Yad. This is the way that Tosfos learns this Gemara. The Shtikel Shver on Tosfos Pshat, that according to Tosfos, the machloikis over here, the shiloh of the Gemara of Sairi Omer Ligazes, or if he says Kigazes Dami, or if it's not Kigazes Dami, is really not a specific sugyo over here. It's not only a sugyo when it comes to the halacha of Tumas Yodis. It's really a halacha that applies all over Shas, And the Gemara over here discusses specific rayas to Yachriya the Shaila and to Paskin the Shaila. The Gemara does not bring the halachas of Kol Omer Ligozes, those other halachas that we find in other places in Shas. In addition, can I ask another question on Tosis? We find that the Rash, there's a Pirish of the Rishonim on this Mishnah in Olis, in Pergil Mishnah Gimel, brings down in a Medrash from the Sifri Zuta. The Sifri Zuta darshan the Pasuk says, Hanegev a mace, someone touches a mace, that he becomes Tameh. And the Sifri Zuta says, what you see, the darshan on this Pasuk, Prat, it excludes Negeya Veshinov, if someone touches the teeth of the mace, Uvisairoi, or the hair, Uvisiparnov, and the nails, Vizman Shapirshu, when they are not attached to the mace. So we have a Pasuk telling us that these three parts of the mace are not mitame on their own when they're not attached to the mace. Says the Sifri Zuta Yochel, I would think, Shani Marbe, Bizman Shei Mukhubar, that even when they're attached, they should still be tahar. Tamul Loimar, Vitame. We dash the Pasuk Vitame, that tells me that when these things are attached, they will be tame as just like the rest of the mace to which they are attached. Now this Sifri Zuta is very difficult to understand according to the way Tosis explains this Mishnah. Tosis, who says that these things, when they're attached, they're mitame because they're a yad. That means to say, Tosis holds that really they have nothing to do. There's no tumma. There's no specific halach of tumma. Tumma is mace that the shinayim and the seir and the tzipranayim have. Really, that Torah said that only the basar, the atzamos, or the dam of all these parts of the mace are tami, the other parts of the mace are not tami at all. Just happens to be that if it's attached, it'll be a yad. But it's not inherently tami, it doesn't have its own tumma. The Sifri Zuta is clearly making a drosha that we darshan from the pasuk v'tamei that the shinayim and the seir and the zipranayim of the mace, when they are attached, they have their tummy. That means their tummy on their own. That means they have inherently, they just like the rest of the mace is inherently tummy, and someone who touches it becomes tummy. So too, the shinayim, when someone touches the teeth of the mace, when it's attached to the mace, he's not tummy because he's channeling the tumor of the basar that the teeth are attached to. He's tummy because the teeth are tummy. In such a situation, the shinayim themselves are tummy. And so we would see from the Sifri Zuta, not like Tosis. See from the Sifri Zuta that the reason why Shinaim and Seir and Sipranaim are Tomei is not because they're considered Yolos. In fact, the way we would have to explain the Mishnah that says, this Mishnah, that Shinaim and Seir and Sipranaim are Tomei, when they're attached to the mace, we can understand differently. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara earlier in the parak on Daf Nun, discusses a certain type of tumma of a mace shalim. You know, even though the individual parts of the mace are tame, however, when I have a complete mace, and the halacha is that I have a whole mace, the halacha is that there is a tumma of a mace shalim. And the Gemara says that a tumma of a mace shalim does not require a kizayis basar, and does not require gidim atzamis. Even if it doesn't have any of those conditions, the halacha will still be that if I have a complete mace, a complete dead body, it's tame. So we can say that this halacha, that when I have a complete mace, is tame, it's not enough just to have all the basar of the mace, all the gidin, all the atzamos, all the bones, all that part of the mace. In order for a mace to be considered a mace shalim, it needs every single part of the mace. So if it requires every single part of the mace, it requires the shinaim, it needs the teeth, it needs the fingernails, it needs the toenails, it needs the hair. All these are part of the mace. And if you were missing one of these things, I do not have a mace shalim. I'm missing part of the mace. I only have half a mace. I only have three quarters of the mace. It's not mitame. Unless it could be a kezayis basar, mitame for other reasons. But in situations where it would not otherwise be mitame. And the only reason why I want to give it tumah is because of the halacha of mace shalim. We can say that this drosha is telling us that you need the mace shalim, the complete mace requires the shinaim and the seir and the tzipranaim. If that's the case, what's the Gemara Shiloh? The Gemara is declaring a specific question over here. The Gemara's question is, when we have Saira Sera Imili Godis, somebody died and he could have gotten a haircut. He had enough hair to get a haircut, or he had enough, his nails were long enough that they could have been cut. So if that part of the nail is missing, or those hairs are missing, that shouldn't be a problem, and it shouldn't take away from the shear of the Meis Shalim that's necessary, that's required. Because these halachas, it's the halach of ceremony godis, we would say, when it comes to salach, it's as if it's not an integral part of the mace. So here the question is not of a ceremony godis, so we say kol ceremony godis ki godis dami, in the sense that we say it in kol ha-tera kul and all the other places in Chas, that the question is whether it's considered attached or not. That's not the issue. The issue is not whether it's attached. And the issue is not whether it's considered a yad. It's possible that it might be considered a yad. Even though it's ceremony godis, could be, it'll still be a yad. But the halach is, if these things are missing, does that create a problem in the halach of tumah b'meis shalim? And that is the Gemara's question, if they will prevent the entire mace of being tamei or not. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tumat Mace, in the very beginning, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says as follows. He says an interesting halacha. V'chei nirli, the Rambam says, it would appear to him, Tzeh Chiddush, Shem Noga HaMeis V'tziparnov, if someone touched a mace, but he didn't touch the mace with the flesh, the part of his body. The part of his body, of the live person's body that touched the mace, was his fingernail. The fingernail of a live person touched the dead body. Or he touched the mace with the live person's teeth, says the Rambam, nitmo. The person will become tamei. Why? Kivan shehem chubarim leguf, since they are attached to the person's body, harein kiguf, they're considered like the body of the person. The Rambam says that this, that the Torah says that if somebody touches the mace, he becomes tamei. So that we generally we would say that's only if the flesh of a person, of a live person, touches the mace. The basar of a chai, of a live person that touches the mace, will be tamei. Therefore, says the Rambam, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to the Rambam to say that since that the nails and the teeth of a person are attached to his person, so therefore, when he touches this part of the person, touches the mace, he will be considered tamei in such a situation. Now, according to Tosfos says that when I have a dead body, and the dead body has teeth attached to the body, that's a yad. That's a yad for the mace. If a dead person's tooth is considered a yad, or the dead person's nails are considered yad for the mace, so then we would definitely say that the live person's nails and the live person's teeth would also be considered a yad for the live person in such a case that he would become tamei. According to Tosfos, this halach of the Rambam is not a chiddush. The Rambam presents it as a chiddush. According to Tosfos, it's very simple. Just the same way that these parts of a dead person's body are considered b'shas chibur called tummy, like the Mishnah says, so too you would consider these parts of a live person. You would also be considered that as part of this person, part of his being, and therefore when he touches a mace with this part of his body, he will become tummy. Why does the Rambam say that this is such a chiddush? Why is it such a big chiddush to the Rambam that the Rambam has to say? Nearly, this is something that he seems to be. Usually when the Rambam says nearly, it's something that he doesn't have a clear proof to. The Rambam can't clearly prove this. Why can't he clearly prove it? It's clearly a Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says that Vashaski Burna called Tommy, when these are attached to the mace, it's considered part of the part of the dead person. It's a yad. So too by a live person is considered part of the person. The answer is, it would seem that the Rambam holds like the Sifri Zuta. The Rambam holds that the reason why the Shinayim and the Seir and the Tziparnayim, these parts of the dead person's body, are Tameh is not because they're considered a Yad. The Mishnah is coming to tell me that they're considered part of a mace because there's a halacha that you need a complete mace for certain halachas of Tumah. And the definition of a complete mace means he has to be complete. He has to have all his hair, he has to have all his nails. So that halacha is a specific halacha when it comes to a mace. When it comes to a dead body, and the dead body has to generate tumah, it will not generate the tumah unless it has all the hair, and it has all the teeth, and it has all the fingernails. However, according to this pshat, by a live person, there's no live person is not generating his own tumah. He's not causing tumah. He's touching something which is already tumah. In such a situation, such a case, when the live person is touching the mace with his nails, says the Rambam, we have no proof that this is considered part of the person's body in order to become tameh. Because this that we find, that it's considered part of the dead person's body, because that's halacha and hilchos tumah, that a mace shalim, a complete mace, is tameh. But that halacha has no bearing, it's not relevant unto the live person who touches it with his teeth or touches the mace with his nails, whether that will make him tummy. Therefore, the Rambam says that this is a chiddush, this is a new halacha that's considered, it's attached to his body. The Rambam says, misvara, it makes sense to say that the person will become tummy, but this is not included in the halacha that it says, v'shas chibur ha'kol tummy by a mace.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.